A good Ner Shabbos Kodesh practice. B'shal Tavshin Ayin Ches. The Torah tells us in this week's parsha in great detail about the story of Klal Yisrael going through the Yamsuf, Moshe Rabbeinu splitting the sea, and Klal Yisrael being able to go to the Midbar and eventually be mekabel the Torah at Maamar HaSinai. The Gemara tells us in Chulin Dav Zayin Amud Aleph about a similar story of Rav Pinchas ben Yair, a Tana who once needed to travel for the purpose of Pidyon Shvuyim to help Jews who were rescued or held in captivity. Along the way, the Gemara relates that he needed to cross a certain river called Ginoi, and he called out to the river and commanded the river to split its water so he could pass through. The Gemara tells us that the river replied that you are going to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem, and I am already fulfilling the Ratzon Hashem. It is uncertain whether you will do it. It is uncertain whether you will be most successful in Pidyon Shvuyim. While it certainly will do it right now, as I am continuing to flow, and this is what Hashem wants me to do. Since it's uncertain whether you would succeed, I will not split, and I will continue to flow. The Gemara relates that Rav Pinchas ben Yair then threatened to decree upon the river that its water would no longer flow if it did not split. And as a result, the river had no choice, and the river Ginoi split. The Gemara tells us that Rav Pinchas ben Yair was as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, who split the Yamsuf to allow the Bnei Yisrael to cross. And the question is, what was the river telling Rav Pinchas ben Yair? And why did Rav Pinchas ben Yair resort to this draconian method, this draconian solution of telling the river that he would basically end its existence? Many times in life, a person gets involved in Dvarim Ruchniyim, in things that are spiritual of nature, and he gets into a habit, or he gets into a cycle, where he feels that if he doesn't stop doing that act, that tefillah, many times tzaddikim used to do sigufim, they would hurt themselves or they would cause affliction to themselves. And the person feels that this is the only way that he can do with the Ratzon Hashem. Of course, there's a time and place for fasting, there's a time and place for sigufim, there's a time and place for everything. But there are also times and places when a person has to deviate from what he feels is his avodas Hashem and to do what is called upon him. The Gemara tells us famously that what is a chassid shaita? What is somebody who is a pious person who is a fool? That's a person who sees a woman drowning and does not save her because of tznius. Of course, that's a very extreme example. But the Gemara is telling us that there are times when a person has to leave his what he perceives to be his avaida and to do what the right thing is. And over here, this is what Rav Pinchas ben Yair was telling the river. Because when Yair was telling the river that, yes, you are correct, that a person has to do an avodas Hashem, a person has to be consistent, we have to daven every day, we have to learn every day, we have to do chesed every day, we are human beings and we have to get into patterns that are positive and bring about good results and that bring about a hemshich, a continuation of doing the Ratzon Hashem. That's something about human beings, like we said, and you have to always do the right thing. But there are times when a person has to deviate. If a yid is in need, if there's a moment where we have to be able to do the Ratzon Hashem, where we have to be able to do something that we don't usually do, we have to recognize that moment and realize that right now is a time to change. There was a story, the great Manchester Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Yehuda Zev Segel Zatzal. His last illness, he was called to the hospital, he had to go, he got sick on a Shabbos. And one of his students said to him, "Oi Rebbe, you have to go in an ambulance on Shabbos." To which he replied that this is our avodah right now. This is what we have to do right now. And with a smile, he said, this is how Hashem wants us to keep Shabbos this Shabbos, by going into the ambulance and taking care of our health. That is what Rav Pinchas ben Yair was telling the Nahar. He's telling the river that you think that the reason why you're supposed to be around is to keep flowing. The reason why you're around, the reason Hashem created you, is to do His ratzon. His ratzon today is that you should listen to me and that you should split for this yid who needs Pidyon Shvuyim. As a result, the river understood what he was being told and he split. As a result, the Chayz explains in the Pasuk in Devarim, Perek Yud-Beis, Pasuk Dalad, it says, "Le'sasim kein l'Hashem le'keichem." Do not do to Hashem, do this to Hashem, your God. The Chayz explains that one should not serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu in a manner of Cain, in inflexibly adhering to one particular practice. And the Noam Gadol concludes, "V'havin heitev ki zeh sherish gadol avedas Hashem." A person understands that this is a great principle of servicing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Interrupting what we perceive to be the Ratzon Hashem, interrupting what we perceive to be our spiritual needs in order to address a spiritual or even a physical need of somebody else or even of ourselves, is a tremendous avodah and a tremendous chiyuv that we all have. Wishing everybody a good Shabbos.